And now the game where we invite very famous people onto the show to answer questions about very obscure things. Now, here is something interesting we learned about today's guest. People joke about the game 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon on the theory that everybody in the film business is 6 degrees or less away from the actor Kevin Bacon. But a mathematician once figured out that everybody who has ever worked in film has an average of 2.6 degrees of connection with Elliot Gould. In his 40-year career, he has worked with everyone from Natalie Wood to Jennifer Aniston. He has been nominated for an Academy Award, been in the cover of Time, and that was just in his first decade in the business. Now that he is appearing on our show, he can say he's done it all. Elliot Gould, welcome to Wait, Wait.
Well, you know, my take on celebrity is simply that some of us have to make a bigger fool of ourselves than others.
Yeah, you're sort of the sacrificial goat in that way.
Well, okay.
I wasn't going to go there, but okay.
I wanted to ask you about this, and only in that your career has lasted longer than the lifetimes of many of the people you're co-starring with.
Oh, dear.
Are they, I mean, which I think is a tremendous credit to you, but are the people you're working with now aware of the stuff that you've done? Did David Schwimmer, when you were on Friends, want to talk to you about working with Altman on MASH, for example?
Yeah, that's all he wanted to talk with me about.
Really?
Besides what to do with his money.
Yeah. Did you give him any good hints on that?
What did you do with his money?
I got a good lawyer, you know.
But, I mean, you're sort of a legend, aren't you? I mean, do these guys want to learn at your feet, or are they just like, oh, who's
this
guy?
Well, you know, for me, it's really important. I really thrive on modesty and humility, and I'm very uncomfortable with ego and vanity, and therefore I've had to accept my own because I don't want to be a hypocrite. So, you know, I wouldn't impose myself. I have a lot of experience, and I had a very good a work relationship and passing friendship with all of the Friends.
All of the Friends, capital F.
Yeah, capital F, you know, okay. Small r.
Okay.
Weirdly, capital E.
Okay. Thanks.
And I was wondering more about the I.
The I, well...
There is no I in Friends.
There are
probably the worst motivational poster I've ever seen. But
is there anything in your long career that I mean, despite the things that you've done, I mentioned, of course, MASH and those early films and your latest things, the movie Bugsy, the movie Ocean's 11 and Ocean's 12, is there anything that's more obscure that you're particularly proud of that you maybe wish that more people knew about?
Well, first of all, you know, the definition of career in the Webster's Dictionary emanates from a Spanish word meaning an obstacle course like a racetrack.
Right.
I find that amusing, and I appreciate it. I was working for Lou Grade, who was a producer in England, and he was doing the Muppet movie. And I insisted that he put me in the Muppet movie because my kids just loved the Muppets, and I had worked with the Muppets on Saturday Night Live, and so I introduced Miss Piggy in the Muppet movie, and the as part of a beauty contest, the first time Kermit the Frog sees her, and my judges are Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy. So that's something that pleases me.
As well, it should. Well, Elliot Gould, we're delighted to have you with us. We have invited you here to play a game we're calling...
I'm sensing a presence. A presence.
Sensing a what?
A presence.
A presence, okay.
A presence from beyond.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. That may be, Carl, the first time in your entire career that anybody has ever interrupted you and said, what?
We have a bad connection.
Apparently.
No, it's fine.
All right. Now, we ask a lot of questions on this show, of course, but one question we have never gotten around to, what happens after you die? That's the subject of a new book by Mary Roach called Spook. And using that book, we're going to ask you 3 questions about the life beyond. Get 2 questions right, you'll win a prize for one of our listeners, Carl Castle's voice, on their home answering machine, useful when they are no longer, shall we say, on the premises. Carl, who is actor Elliot Gould playing for?
Elliot is playing for Edward Oberholzer of Winchester, Massachusetts.
All right, here's your first question. One of the earliest pieces of, quote, evidence for the existence of an everlasting soul was a remarkable experiment carried out by one Duncan MacDougall in 1901. What did he do? A, he found a gold necklace buried in a hole after being told about it by, quote, the ancient Indian princess Hortensia Apparata, unquote. B, he put a dying man, bed and all, on a scale and measured the sudden weight loss when that person expired. Or C, he scraped a weird and unidentifiable substance from the roof of a morgue saying it was, quote, soul scum.
Well, I think that it's A.
You think that it's A? He found a gold necklace buried in a hole, and the only evidence he had about it was that he was, quote, told about it from an ancient Indian princess, Hortensia Apparata.
I think so.
No, actually, he weighed the dying man.
He did.
He put the guy, bed and all, on a scale, and at the moment of his death, he recorded a loss of weight of 21 grams.
Gee, that sounds like the most logical. I apologize to the guy.
Well, you still have two more chances. The authorities, by the way, who ran the hospital, wouldn't let him repeat his experiment. So that's the only data we have.
Oh, so...
Well, he certainly couldn't repeat it on the same guy.
No, that was too late. All right, back to you, Elliot Gould. You still have two more chances here. Let's get this going. Your next question. One of the first popular bits of evidence for otherworldly energies back at the start of the prior century were aura photographs. These were pictures of people showing weird energy fields around them. One skeptic in the early 20th century debunked these pictures by making a photograph that showed similar energy fields around what? A, a ventriloquist's dummy, B, the Eiffel Tower, or C, two Vienna sausages.
I think two Vienna sausages.
You're right. The photograph was entitled Electrograph of the Antipathy Between Two Vienna Sausages. It was meant to debunk those popular mystic photos showing electrical sparks between fingers and such.
They chose the wrong subject. Anybody who doubts the life force behind some Vienna sausages has never been to an Oktoberfest.
That's true. All right. You have one for two. If you get this last question right, you will win it all. Now, the medium business is alive and well today. One of the busiest speakers to the dead is Alison Dubois. She's the inspiration for the hit TV series Medium. Miss Dubois was once asked to ask a discarnate, as she likes to call ghosts, about nature of the afterlife. What was she told? Quote, it's a lot like Boise in March. Quote, anybody here who wants a cell phone can have one. Or, quote, I can wear pleated pants now.
They're all good reasons for eating healthy and staying alive.
Well, I think it's a lot like Boise.
You think so? You think the afterlife, heaven, whatever it is, the Elysian Fields, Valhalla, is a lot like Boise in March?
Yes.
A little damp, a little cool, mountainous. That's your choice?
And it's a lot of potatoes?
I guess so. That's your choice, a lot like Boise in March.
I think I'm wrong, but I'm sticking with it.
No, it was, I can wear pleated pants now.
Oh, I love that.
Good news. Other answers from beyond indicate that heaven is, quote, like Florida without the humidity. And this seems to be consistent, by the way, from medium to medium. There is no sex in the afterlife.
Oh, no.
So get busy now is our message to everybody.
So why wear pleated pants anyway?
Who are you trying to impress? What good will it do you?
I'm walking down this boardwalk in Florida in pleated pants, and there's no sex. And that's heaven.
Someplace I'll finally fit in.
Carl, how did Elliot Gould do?
Well, Elliot needed at least two correct answers to win. For Edward Oberholzer, he had just one correct answer.
I'm so sorry, Edward.
Oh, it's all right. Elliot Gould is an actor who's appeared in more than 100 films, TV shows, just about everything in a long career. Elliot Gould, thank you so much for being with us today.
That suicide is painless. It brings on many changes. And I can take on